بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 23, 2015 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with government officials on the occasion of the month of Ramadan. We read in another part of the holy dua of Abu Hamza, O God, bestow mercy on me. We ask God to show mercy on us and bestow your blessings on me when they put me on the ground, washing my body, and when my dear ones and relatives turn me over to different sides. We ask Allah, the Exalted, to bestow His mercy and blessings on us when our body is being washed after death. At that moment, we are involuntarily in the hands of those who perform ghusl. This will happen to each and every one of us. None of us will escape that moment. It will happen to all of us, and therefore you should think about it. And show kindness to me when my people carry my corpse into the grave. They carry us, hold us on their shoulders, and take us to our eternal home. And be generous towards me when I am alone in my grave, entering upon you. They will bury us in a grave. This is a reminder. So, we should not ignore these moments, and they should always be in front of our eyes. This is one of the reasons why we are advised to visit graveyards and the dead.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Some people do not like it when they are reminded of death. They should not dislike it because this is a cure and medicine. It is a cure for our selfishness, our ignorance, and our lust. We read in another part of the holy dua of Abu Hamza, O God, bestow your mercy on me when I have no answer to give, when I cannot find my tongue to give you answers, and when my mind makes a mistake when you ask me a question. When we are short of answers before divine questions, we should know that divine questions are not like the ones that are asked in this world. In this world, we can maneuver the other side by using his own folly, ignorance, and emotions, but there, everything is clear to the being who questions us. Therefore, we should think about that moment.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all